Okay, guys. I heard that these fan fiction dramatic reading sites are popular, so I'm going to try to do one. Hold on a second. Firefox, www.fanfiction.net. And okay. There are 8 categories: anime, manga, books, cartoons, comics, games, MISC, movies, TV shows. Okay, let me try this. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a stapler by the no, all like Vadre. If it hollers, let it something. Eeny, meeny, miny, con. TV shows. Click. And there's a lot of stuff here. So I'll just scroll down to the middle. Oh, wait, there's some stupid ad coming up. Hold on a second. Skip this ad. Scroll down to the middle, and I'll just move my mouse around randomly and close my eyes and click on something. And I missed. Okay, I got, what is this? Big Shots. Never heard of it, but there are only 2. So let me just click on the first one. To reveal or not to reveal. This is my attempt at the series of events that occur after the last episode. The story will follow all characters. Chapter 4 up, in caps, exclamation mark. I do not own anything related to Big Shots. I just really like the show. Fiction rated T, English, general drama, chapters 4. Words 8,015. That's going to be a lot of reading. Reviews 12. Updated 7-19-08. Published 2-28-08. Okay, click. Oh yeah, but it's by Id Junkie. Okay, starting. The Man Lair, intact and in action, crashed with a cacophony of digital video game guitar riffs and the banging of foosball. Brody and Carl badgered each other as they continued their 3rd of 5 foosball matches, while James amused himself with Stevie Ray Vaughan's, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, Texas Flood on Guitar Hero. Oh, like that site, it just made me Stapler Hero, because that's funnier than the actual game. Brody, thrilled at the thought of having his space back, invited the guys to the Man Lair after they had drinks at Firmwood. Well, that sounds kind of gay. Everything from the game console's limited edition Matrix posters to the basketball hoop and massage chairs rested in their respected places. An absent Duncan received a call from Elizabeth while at the club and left immediately to see her. Though worried about Duncan and his current situation, the guys decided they needed some fun time and left for Brody's place. You know what? That was just one paragraph, and this thing is like a bunch of pages, so yeah, I'm not reading all this crap. I don't even get it. It's not even funny. Well, I suppose it could be funny if I read it in like a weird accent or something, but it's not. Okay, I'll try a weird accent. Booyah, Brody! Carl exclaimed in his best Janelle impression. We're going to go on the table. Brody and Albert fumed. You out, pointing at Carl at the door. There would be no mention, gesturing, or mocking of she who shall not be named. He took a sip from his bottle of water. Besides, you didn't have the right inflection in your voice. You didn't do the dance, Brody wrinkled his face as he spoke to Carl. You know what, the funny accent isn't making it much funnier, so yeah, I'm not reading the rest of this crap, so this is all you get. Bye.